I imagine the national anthem will start first, followed by the starting lineups. So we're just going to catch the announcement from Mr. Moran, the PA announcer. And I believe I put a petition in maybe for a minute of silence honoring legendary musician Shane McGowan, who died yesterday. A personal tragedy for me. It feels like losing a member of the family. So yeah, they're going to go over the WIAA rules and then the national anthem. So let's take this opportunity for a quick 1 minute break here on the high school's basketball radio network. Calvin, take it away, please.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wherever you're going this holiday weekend, just go get that Civic Media app. That way, when weird Uncle Joe starts spouting off about some nonsense, when Aunt Donna says some things that you just cannot abide, just pop in those earbuds, go find Civic Media. But better than that, tell all your friends and family that they too can become enlightened through the Civic Media radio network.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering healthcare to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to Waukesha South High School as we're in the final seconds of the national anthem here, and I'll be able to raise my voice here in a moment. It never gets old. A rousing rendition of our national anthem, and quite the applause and patriotism from the crowd. Hey, I want to welcome those listeners, too, from the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks so much for letting us cut in. Their producer, Anya Anastasia, is also my producer for this week in Waukesha. One of the really great assets among the civic media nation of great professionals and passionate civic-minded people. So now they're announcing the Kettle Marine starting lineup with number one, Jack McSorley. Number three, Will Stuckey, the senior. Number 11, senior Nathan Bloom. Number 12, junior Ben Bester. And number 23, junior Roman Thompson. And first year head coach Brian Reichert. And now time for the black shirts. So you can tell by the noise, a lot of excitement here. At guard, number one, the 6'1 senior, Charlie Moroz. Comes Charlie, his parents and family in attendance here.
He's a 6'3 junior, number four, Javon Carter.
6'4 junior, Javon Carter gets his first start. 6'3 senior number 10, right and stop, gets the nod. At four, 6'3 senior number 12, Evan Stout from Banting Park. And at forward, the 6'4 junior number 24, Giovanni Perea. So black shirts lining up big with technically only one guard in the lineup, although Brighton Staub can play forward and guard. And the head coach, Lee Montez. They've announced the officials. I should learn their names. They look like an experienced bunch here. So Roman Thompson and Yvonne Carter will do the tip-off. Blackshirts will be defending the North basket. In their all-white, black fonts, red trim. Kettle Moraine in all dark with white fonts, gold trim. The tip-off, won by the Blackshirts. Tip to Brighton Staub, gives it to Morose. Heavy coverage there from Ben Bester. Morose, left backcourt. Trouble giving up the dribble. Gives it to Javon Carter here in the left backcourt. Carter now goes around. Now he's in the middle. Finds Brighton Staub in the right backcourt. Staub dribbles now to the middle. Now he's turning back to his right. Hits Javon Carter in the right wing. Carter trouble the ball. Does get it to Staub in the corner. Staub dribbles out. Really tenacious man defense by Kettle Moraine. Staub in trouble here. The picked up dribble. He gets it over to Carter and it's taken away. That's number three, Will Stuckey, and he misses, but he's fouled by Staub on the layup attempt. So, Lasers coming out again with tenacious D, creating turnovers early. And the cheerleaders are here, and they're lined up in pajama bottoms, very cute, flannel pajamas. Stuckey, one of the star players, shooting two here. It is scoreless. First one's good. So the Lasers strike first blood. Staub's first, team first. With 11-14 remaining, second one. And that goes up front of the rim. Rebounded by Perea. Hits Morose. Morose goes deep to Staub. Staub, right backcourt. Gives it to Perea. Perea guarded heavily there by Jack McSorley. Staub comes to set a pick. Perea now. Long jumper on a turnaround. Off. Oh, and it's rebounded by the Lasers. Fast break. Thompson gets the layup over Perea. Right-handed layup on the left side. Stout inbounds to Morose. It's a 3-0 Laser lead here. 16:47 remaining. Ball gets stripped from Morose. Another fast break. Layup attempt is good by Ben Bester for two. So it's now 5-0. Morose has it now, flips it over to Stout. Stout dribbling backwards. He's in a little trouble here. Now he's got Staub for an open shot. Staub, no, misses everything there off the backboard. Rebounded by the big man Thompson. Oh, but Morose steals a pass from him. So great alert effort there. Stealing a Roman Thompson pass. Gets it to Javon Carter for a long three. That's off the rim. Oh, Staub gets the rebound, misses. There's Stout with the rebound. Stout, yes, Evan Stout. Gets the first Blackshirt points of the game off a stop miss. So good offensive rebound and a good second offensive rebound with Stout giving the first 5-2, 15:46 and counting. It's now Nathan Vohm gives it out to Thompson, top of the key. Thompson driving on Perea, nowhere to go. Shot misses. Carter with the rebound, but can't get it. Can't save it from going out of bounds. A good little battle there. So Thompson tried driving on Perea, really nowhere to go. Puts up a bad shot, but there were some Lasers there to fight for the rebound. Inbound to Nathan V. Into the corner to Stuckey, the right corner here. Guarded heavily by Carter. Dishes it in to McSorley. McSorley around Stout. And Charlie Morose will get called, I believe. Trying to strip the ball. It was almost a jump ball. Yep, that is Morose. So Morose is first. Second team foul. And it's not a shooting foul. Thompson gets the inbound, top of the key. Kicks it over to Bester. Bester into the corner. And a travel there by Nathan Vilm. We have to get a pronunciation on that one. So, a Kettle Moraine turnover. And the ball will be inbounded from the side in front of the Blackshirt bench by Staub. Gives it to Morose. Morose dribbles slowly. Across the center court line, gives it to John Carter. Carter trouble with the ball, still in the left backcourt dribbling. The key is an act. Oh, passed a lazy pass, stolen away. And that's Will Stuckey. He's got 3 points now. It's 7-2. Stout, heavy pressure in the amount, gets it into Morose. Morose goes around traffic. Loses the ball as he trips. It gets handed over to McSorley. McSorley goes past Stout. And gets the layup. Stout tried drawing a charger, but a good effort by McSorley. It's now 9-2. Long pass. intercepted by Kettle Moraine. So the troubles continue for the Black Shirts. Three-point attempt. That's off the rim. Rebounded by Murrows. And another pass is tipped away. Lasers have it again. Three-point attempt, and that's off. But the Lasers get another rebound. Stuckey has it. Stuckey driving in. Easy layup, but it won't go in. Boy, he had a wide open lane, and he gets fouled under the basket. I believe that's going to go against Stuckey, a frustration foul there.
On number three.
It is against Stuckey, so you could have driven a truck through that open lane that Stuckey had, so very upset with himself. Perea inbounds to Murrows, a 9-2 Laser lead with 14:09 and counting in the first half here. The only black shirt points come from senior Evan Stout. Perea has it double covered and throws it right into Roman Thompson. Some really poor passing by the black shirts tonight. Thompson draws the, there should be a charge. No, they're going to call blocking foul. I can't believe that call. They're going to call it on Perea. That may be understandable because Moreau's had position. So three team fouls on the black shirts. It will be inbound underneath by Stuckey. Gets it in to number 15, Teague Kowalski in the game now. Gets it back to McSorley. McSorley driving on Stout. Oh, beautiful bank shot. Switching hands there from the left side. 11-2. And McSorley's a ball player. Ball gets knocked out of bounds, but it will remain black shirt ball. Again, Laser defense really coming to dance here. And now Kost is going to come in for Staub. Joseph Kost, a 5'11 junior guard, number three. Inbound to Murrows in the right backcourt. Now dribbling. Switches hands over to Perea. Oh, his shot is blocked. Going for three, but Murrows is there. Coast for another three from the corner. That's way off air ball. Oh, and in the inbound, a foul will be called, a hook from somebody. Max Hennis gets called for the foul. Hennis in the game now. Hennis was relieving Carter there. So 14 fouls for the Blackshirts, trailing 11-2 at 13:20. Stuckey has the ball right backcourt, guarded by Hennis. Now he gets it to McSorley, guarded by Saw, right backcourt. Dribbles to the middle. Now he gets it over to Kowalski. Kowalski back to Vium. Kicks it back out. This is McSorley, another left-handed layup. No, he misses, and a foul will be called. That'll be Evan Stout, his first.
Number 12.
That's five on the black shirts. And it will be a shooting foul for number one, McSorley. And I should have remembered McSorley from last year's team. Great mobility. Great ball control. Not much of a left hand there on the left, but he still scores with his right on the left-hand side. He makes the first free throw. It's now a 10-point game, 12-2. 7 points so far for McSorley, and make that eight as he puts the second one in. Inbound to Murrows. Ben Bester there to meet him. Gives it to Hennis. Now the right. Hennis drives a beautiful pass, but Kost can't get the handle. Kicks it out to Murrows in the corner. Murrows driving, turns. Murrows kicks it back out to Kost. Kost picks up. Oh, and the pass knocked away by Bester. Luckily went out of bounds. If Bester had a handle on it, he was going coast to coast. Another sub here. Charlie Dunham will come in. A 5'10 sophomore as he gives Ben Bester, the junior, a little rest. Bester goes out with 2 points. Stout will inbound. Trouble finding an open man. Goes all the way to Kost. Kost comes for it. Almost drew a foul there from Viome. Kost driving in. Stout in the corner has it. Stout now driving. Nowhere to go for him. Gives it to a driving Murrows. Murrows pulls it out to the right wing. Still dribbling. Guarded by Viome. Murrows now driving. He's going to go coast to coast, and he gets fouled there. That should be on number 11. Nathan Viome, his first, team second. Substitutions, Jordan Garcia, the diaper dandy, and Antoine Eason come in for Stout and Murrows, so the two seniors go out. Blackshirts trailing 13-2. Garcia, the freshman, inbounds to Hennis. Hennis loses control, and he gets fouled, though, I guess. Lucky call there because Murrows had trouble with the handle. Thought they were going to get him for a travel, but Kowalski gets a foul on that. So Black Shirts at least drawing the fouls. Perea has it now, muscling his way in from the paint. He better do something with it, and he does. Oh, misses everything, but, oh, good effort. But the attempt to rebound goes into the hands of McSorley. Big reel. Oh, Garcia does a good job of blocking that pass. Here comes the diaper dandy, Jordan Garcia, in the right backcourt. Does a nice little move. Kicks it out to Cost for three from the wing. Oh, off the back rim. And a little scrum. Nope, it'll be a foul on Garcia, his first. Yep. So that's six fouls. One more, and the Lasers are in the bonus. Ben Bester back in the game, along with Roman Thompson. Bester brings it up, gives it to McSorley, guarded by Perea now. Kicks it over to Dunham in the right backcourt, guarded by Garcia. Dunham now gets over the right wing to McSorley. McSorley dribbling. He's going to drive to the basket. Good defense by Perea. Spins around again. And another right-handed layup from the left side for McSorley, going all the way around Perea. That's 10 points already. And Garcia gets fouled by Dunham, driving to the basket. That'll be his first. Team fourth. It's a 15-2 Laser lead here with 11:22 in the first half. So Black Shirts, they're finally figuring out this defense, and they're driving, but I think they're making one too many passes here. And another substitution, number five, Jonathan Sobiak, will come in for number one, Charlie McSorley, who goes out with 10 points, and Black Shirts glad to see him getting some bench time. Eason inbounds it to Cost. Cost in the corner, double teamed. Gets it back out to Eason in the right wing. Eason driving through traffic, pulls up for a little jumper. Yeah, oh no, off the right side of the rim. Really missed everything there. Thompson driving down. Kicks it back out to Dunham. Top of the key for Bester. No, off the rim. And Coast is there for the rebound. Gets it out to Jordan Garcia. Garcia to Hennis, left wing. Pass knocked away. That was intended for Keegan DeGeorge now in the game. Another fresh. So young lineup here for the Black Shirts, including two diaper dandies, two freshmen on varsity. DeGeorge inbounding from the side. Gets it out to Hennis, the junior. Hennis guarded by Kowalski. Into the corner to Eason. Eason going to drive. Eason, and he gets nabbed for the travel. Great job there by Dunham, trapping the ball and forcing Eason to use too many steps. 10:48 remains. And the Black Shirts only have 2 points on the board, courtesy of senior Evan Stout. Dunham dribbles it up in the right backcourt. Gives it to Roman Thompson. Now over to Sobiak. Sobiak back to Kowalski. Kowalski top of the key. Back to Sobiak. Into the corner to Dunham. Dunham having trouble. Now he kicks it back out. That looks like that's Thompson. Thompson, some fancy moves. Over to an open Bester for three. Yes! Ben Bester with a tray. Five for him. 18-2. 10:08 remaining. And I would think Coach Montez could use a timeout here. Oh, Bennis with an open layup misses, but Koss there for the rebound, and he gets fouled. Wow, Hennis had the entire basket all alone. That was amazing. He got open. Charlie Dunham gets called for the foul. That's his second. Five team fouls, and now a timeout on the floor with 10:01, and we'll take a quick timeout here on the High School Basketball Radio Network here. Calvin, take it away, please.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to Waukesha South High School. And not the start the Black Shorts were looking for, trailing 18-2 with 10 minutes, 1 second remaining. The only Black Shirt basket off a rebound from senior Evan Stout. And Laser scores. Jack McSorley has 10, Ben Bester has 5, Will Stuckey has 3. And coming out for the Black Shirts, they still have a young lineup out there. Max Hennis may be the biggest guy on the floor. It's pretty much all guards here with Cost, Keegan McGeorge. DeGeorge, excuse me. Freshman Jordan Garcia and Antoine Eason. Garcia having an open Hennis with the layup. So Max Hennis gets his first points. Very important basket there for Hennis. 18-4, 9:52 remaining here. And Kowalski driving, but he gets fouled there. I think they're going to get Coast. He stripped the ball, but might have got a little too much of the anatomy there. Number three, that's his first. But it puts the Lasers in the 1-1. No, DeGeorge gets nailed with the foul. And missed the first one, but it gets kicked all the way back. Lasers get an offensive rebound off of a free throw. Nice little drive and dish. Kowalski from Sobiech. 20-4. Garcia driving now. Trouble finding an open player. Oh, hits a driving DeGeorge. He can't get it to fall. Kowalski gets the rebound. Gives it to a driving Stuckey to Bester in the right wing. Top of the key, Sobiech. Now Thompson has it. Kicks it back to Bester. Bester to Sobiech. Sobiech to a driving Bester. Oh, reverse layup blocked beautifully by Keegan DeGeorge. Nothing but ball on that one. Stopping a reverse layup. And Blackshirts needed a lift there, I think, emotionally. Let's see if we can get another stop here. Get the ball back. Inbounding it will be Bester, I believe. Yep, gets all the way out to McSorley back in the game, guarded by Garcia. And a little dish underneath Stuckey. Can't get it to fall. Gets his own rebound, though. Beautiful little dish to McSorley, who puts in the bunny. Make that 12 points for McSorley now. 8:54 remaining, a 22-4 Laser lead. Eason gets the ball stolen, but a foul is called. A charge. I think it's going to go against the Black Shirts here. And Eason gets his first. 18 fouls. Another 1-1. No, it's an offensive foul, so it'll just be inbound from Bester underneath his own basket. Javon Carter comes back in. Max Hennis comes out. Let's see if this substitution will help. 8:43, 22-4. Thompson has it in the right wing. Guarded by Garcia. Now he's going to try to drive. Spins it. Kicks it back to Sobiech. Now to Stuckey. Top of the key. Over to McSorley. Guarded by Perea now back in the game. He drives left. Kicks it all the way out to Thompson. Thompson now to Bester. Top of the key. Bester back to Stuckey. Stuckey dribbles around from left to right. Thompson has it. Kicks it over to Bester. Bester guarded by DeGeorge. Kicks it over to Sobiech. Sobiech going all the way in. Oh, he gets fouled. Blocked by Perea, but someone got somebody there. Might have been Eason. Antoine Eason gets a second personal foul. That's 9 in the Black Shirts. One more and it'll be 2. Sobiech will be subbed after these free throws. If he gets, I guess he is shooting 2. Let's see here. The lefty Sobiech first free throw is, nope. No good. He's got 1 left though. We got a sub. Morose is going to come in for Eason. Give us some more leadership there on the floor. Experience, I should say. Eason is a senior, but it is his first year with the club. Second free throw from Sobiech, looking to add to a 22-4 lead, 8:11 remaining. And he makes that one. So Sobiech gets his first point. Carter will inbound. Sobiech will go out. Number 4, Zach Fremingen, 6'4 junior. Morose to Perea on the right wing. Perea driving. Kicks it out to DeGeorge. DeGeorge really nowhere to go. And they're going to call a foul here. And Giovanni Perea, on him, I think they're calling it a moving pick. Kind of a late call, too. That's two on Perea, who has yet to score a basket. Perea is used to having maybe 6 or 8 points by now. Stuckey will bring it in. Gets it over to Bester on the right wing. Back to Thompson now. Back to McSorley. McSorley driving. Kicks it out. Stuckey, a long three. That's good. Excuse me, that was right up. Rowan Thompson. Thompson, his first points of the game. And another timeout here. With the Blackshirts trailing 26-4 with 7:44 remaining. We'll take a break here, too, on the Waukesha High School Basketball Radio Network here at WUK. Calvin, take it away, please.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wherever you're going this holiday weekend, just go get that Civic Media app. That way, when Weird Uncle Joe starts spouting off about some nonsense, when Aunt Donna says some things that you just cannot abide, just pop in those earbuds, go find Civic Media. But better than that, tell all your friends and family that they too can become enlightened through the Civic Media radio network.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is the Friday night game of the week here, coming to you live and local from Waukesha South High School. And just got to say hello to class of 22 alumnus Ashley Dowler here with her special friend Ethan Check. Great young woman from a great family, a very dear friend of my daughter's. And it's like one big family here. And no matter what, they're here for the Blackshirts. Now trailing 26-4. Inbound to Morose. Morose dribbling, taking his time. Gets it over to Garcia. Garcia, kick. He was trying to pass to Morose. And Nathan Vilm back in the game. The French-American, the Franco-American, gets a foot on that. Inbound to Morose. Back to Garcia. Garcia, now they're facing like a 1-3-1 defense. I like this by the Lasers here. DeGeorge has it, gives it to Morose. Still very aggressive. They got some traps designed from this. Inbound to Carter underneath the basket. Carter couldn't move quick enough. Kicks it back out to DeGeorge. Tries to get it to Carter. Carter's got it, but it's knocked away by Stuckey. Great strip there. Carter had a shot, just couldn't put it up. Oh, and a dish wide open, but he's fouled. And the basket won't fall, thankfully. DeGeorge gets nailed. As Zach Fremming, a beautiful pass underneath from Stuckey. So Fremming shooting two here. 7:08 remaining. And the first one is good from Fremming, his first point of the game. 27-4. Here comes the second free throw. And that one falls. So 2 points for Fremming and a 28-4 lead. 7:04 remaining. Morose kicks it back out to Garcia. Garcia driving, pulls up, a little jumper, and that falls. A nice little bank there from Garcia. 28-6. Let's see if the defense can stop him here. Bester driving. Beautiful little dish to Fremming, and he gets it. 4 for Fremming. 30-6. Garcia has it for Morose. Garcia pulling up again. Kicks it out to Morose. Top of the key. Morose to DeGeorge here. Now Perea. Perea kicks it over to DeGeorge for 3 from the corner. That won't fall. Rebound by Fremming. Oh, Morose steals it though. Steals the outlet pass. Gives it to Perea. Top of the key. Again, Lasers in. And we're going to get a body foul there on Bester. Bester a little shaken up there, but he does get back up. Almost drew a charge there. It was pretty close. That's the first on Bester with 5 points and many assists. Inbound to Garcia. Garcia now driving. Really nowhere to go. And he gets called for the travel. Yep. Lost his pivot footing there. You could feel the bouncing off the hardwood. On the last offensive series, Garcia was driving down, and I thought he had another good look similar to the basket he had, and he dished it off. And I think that's a problem with a lot of these teams is they're throwing one too many passes. Thompson now top of the key, guarded by Perea. Man defense for the Blackshirts here. Now McSorley has it, dishes it out to Viome, who drives in left-handed layup. Yes! The Franco-American Nathan Viome. His first bucket of the game, a beautiful little drive there. 32-6 for the Lasers, 5:40 and counting. Moreau's over to George. To George driving, but loses the ball, managed to get it to Garcia in the corner. Garcia picks up the dribble, he's in little trouble, kicks it to Perea in the right backcourt. Perea guarded heavily by Viome. Now Perea drives, nice little move. Oh, Perea can't get the fall, but he gets his own rebound and still can't make it, gets another rebound, and he gets it. So Perea, his first points of the game, 32-8. Stuckey driving, he gets fouled by Carter. First foul on Carter. Stuckey will shoot two here with the double bonus. 5:13 remaining, a 32-8 Laser lead. First one is off the rim and the backboard and in. So make that 4 points. Brighton Staub comes in now. Brighton Staub and Max Hennis in the game for the Blackshirts. Second free throw is good. So make that 5 for Stuckey and a 33-8 lead. Heavy pressure on Moreau's in the inbound there by Bester. But, oh, ball knocked away. And it's knocked all the way to Thompson. Thompson kicks it over to Bester. Bester and Kowalski fouled by Kost. Great ball movement there by the Lasers in transition off of the steal. So Staub gets his second foul. Kowalski for two, first one. Oh, spun around the rim and out. Kowalski looking for his first points here. He's been a factor, though, for this Laser team. That one's good. So one for Kowalski. 35-8. Heavy pressure in the inbound here. A 1-3-1 press. Kost can't get the handle on the ball. Hennis has it, and he gets fouled by Thompson. Just a little overzealous there. A very nice-looking full-court 1-3-1 trap from the Lasers. Blackshirts beat. And another issue is really ball control. They're like the ball must be a lot of sweat or something on the ball. The Blackshirts are just not handling the ball very well in terms of dribbling and catching the ball. First free throw. Oh, and Hennis can't miss, make the 1-on-1. So missed opportunity. Moreau's intercepts a long pass. An ill-advised pass for the Lasers. Moreau's going to go court to court, and he gets a block foul. And that'll go against Stuckey. Two on Stuckey. So Moreau's will, that's 18 fouls there. Stuckey will go out. Dunham will come in for the Lasers, leading 35-8 with 4:41 to go in the first half. First shot by Moreau's, and that won't fall. Viome with the rebound now, dribbling it down. Great ball control for a big man. And he gets called with the old Danny Ainge carry. They really scrutinized that one. 4:35 remaining. I've seen worse, but we'll take the call. Moreau's dribbles in, gets it back to Perea. Perea driving to the bucket. He's got some room here. Perea, oh, can't get it to fall. But it's a little scrum for the rebound. It's a held ball, so it should go to the Lasers. I believe have they got it, yeah. So good at Perea. Almost had that shot under like three defenders and then almost got his own rebound. Bester will inbound. Sobiech will come in for T. Kowalski, who's given some quality time to the Lasers. A big, big player, that Kowalski. They don't show weight on there, but he's 6'4". And looks like he's played some Friday nights for the Lasers on the gridiron here. So Dunham dribbling up, guarded by Coast. Gets it to Thompson. Now into the corner, wide open Sobiech. Yes! And the other big man gets a tray. Four for him. 38-8 in favor of the Lasers. heavy pressure. And again, trouble with the ball. Staub has it underneath the basket, and it's good, and the foul. Brighton Staub. Dunham gets his third foul already. So let's see if Staub can put another point on here. The lefty puts it in. So three for Staub. With 3:56, it's 38-11. And maybe a good time here if they can catch the Lasers being a little complacent. Hennis on the inbound. We have kind of a zone trap here, a 1-2-2. Bester into the middle to Viome. Viome driving, kicks it into the corner to Thompson for a three. It's off, but it's rebounded. Kicked back out to Bester. That's off. And it's going to be off Roman Thompson. Blackshirts ball, so a good defensive stand for the Blackshirts. Couldn't get the number on the guy who got that rebound in the first shot. I think that was Thompson. He kicked it out. Pastuki. Cost has it. Now he's driving. Kicks it all the way across, but it's knocked away. Recovered by Hennis. Gives it out to Perea. Left wing. Perea now gets the ball knocked away. Lasers have it. Here comes Sobiech driving now. Going over to the left backcourt now. He'll settle down. Gives it to Thompson. Top of the key. That pass is knocked away by Moroz. Moroz again. Trouble with the ball. Staub now gets it. And with the held ball, it should be Blackshirt ball. And it's getting a little chippy under there. Bester and Staub have to be separated.
Held ball possession, Blackshirts.
So Blackshirts hang on. And another example, the sure-handed Moroz couldn't get the handle. You would think they would switch balls here. Staub inbound. Over to Perea. Perea driving, really nowhere to go. He's in some trouble there. And they're going to, wow, he draws a foul there, interestingly enough. And the new head coach certainly doesn't like the call, and I can't say I disagree with him, Brian Rickert. That was a nice little trap they had on Perea underneath. He really nowhere to go. So Perea is going to shoot two now with the 10th foul on the Lasers with 3:10 remaining. First one is good. So make that three for Perea. Again, by now, he's usually got 8 or 10 points already, maybe 12. 38-12 here. Second one. Yes! So four for Perea. 38-13. 3:10 remaining here. That 1-2-2 zone trap. Full court here. Bester back to Fremming. Fremming to Sobiech. That ball almost stolen, but instead it's a foul on Kost. Thought he had the ball there, but he had some wrist, I think, with that. So the Franco-American, Nathan Viome, will shoot two. 2:54 remaining. First shot. Oh, bounces in and out. Viome, the senior, has 2 points, one foul. And I'm sure he's got a few assists I haven't been able to track. Second free throw. That's good. So 3 points for Viome and a 39-13 Laser lead with some full court pressure here. 2:58 remaining in the first half. Kost dribbles now. Gets a pass court. Left backcourt. Now he goes to the middle. Kicks it to Hennis in the corner. Gives it to Moroz. Moroz gets called for the travel there. Did kind of a pump fake, and ref did not like the footing. Thought it was a little too much of a bunny step there. .249 remaining first half. A 39-13 Laser lead. Bester takes the time dribbling. A high pass there. Over to Sobiech in the left wing. Kicks it over to McSorley back in the game. McSorley on Perea. He's going to take this one in. McSorley, no, kicks it back out to Bester. Top of the key. Bester covered by Hennis. He gets back to Viome. Now back to McSorley in the right wing. McSorley pulls up for a long jumper, and it's off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Moroz. Great back out there. Box out, excuse me, by Max Hennis. Moroz dribbling into trouble, and he gets fouled by Sobiech. So Moroz will be shooting two now. Blackshirts trailing 39-13. 2 minutes, 18 seconds left in the first half. Don't forget Cookie Fest tomorrow. First one's good for... 39-14. Rose gets his first basket of the game. Now he gets the second. So 39-15, 2:18 remaining. Vioman Bester again playing this full court 1-2 trap. A long three from Sobiak, and that's good. Wow, can't leave him open from three. That's the second tray. 42-15. 2 minutes, under 2 minutes, and that pass stolen away by Sobiak. An errant pass from Morose. Right-handed layup, no good, but Sobiak does draw the foul. Came down a little hard, but he does get back up. Passing, dribbling, ball control. It's a lot of real self-destruction. Granted, there's been some really aggressive defense, tenacious defense from Kettle Moraine, but Blackshirt's just having trouble with the handle on the ball and been some bad passes. And first one from Sobiek's good. That's eight for him. 2-for-3 shooting from the free throw line. Looking to make it 3-for-4. 1:53 remaining, a 43-15 lead. Second one is going to fall short, but rebounded by Fremming. Back out to Sobiek. Sobiek to Bester. Bester going to drive in. Nowhere to go, and it's going to go off the Blackshirts. Good defense there. They're questioning the call of the three Blackshirts. They thought it might have went off Bester last. That Coach Montez looking for an explanation from the official near him. Inbounded off the own, but it goes off of Staub's back leg there. So good coverage under the basket there on a well-designed laser play. Blackshirts were there to match it. Bester to inbound again. He's going to kick it all the way back out to Fremming. Fremming, Jordan Garcia in the game. Oh, beautiful little pass. Kicks out to Bester. Sobiak now, and he travels. And very upset with himself. He knows it. Knowing how good he's been shooting from three-point land, he should have just drained it. 43-15 in favor of the visiting Kettle Moraine Lasers. 1:28 and counting. Jordan Garcia, the diaper Danny, dribbling it in. Perea gets the ball knocked away, but oh, a lucky foul call. Ben Bester gets a second foul, but very questionable call. Almost a sympathy call for the struggling Blackshirts team. And the first one's good for Perea, who's at least doing it from the line here. 3-for-3, shooting from the charity stripe. 5 points overall. So you see Officer Josh here in attendance. And the second one's good for Perea, 6 points. And his inbound to Dunham. Full court zone press from the Blackshirts here. Fremming back to Dunham. Dunham now. He may not get it over in time. Nope, he does. He manages to get it to Sobiak. Back to Dunham. Back to Sobiak, who thought about a long three but decides not to. Gives it to Fremming here. Down to 1 minute and counting here. Sobiak looks for a long three. Now he drains. Oh, beautiful little pass to Dunham. Dunham blocked by Perea. Garcia gets the loose ball. That goes off his foot. And there will be a foul there on Sobiak. That'll be his first. Jonathan Sobiak. 52 seconds. First one's good from Garcia. Second one's good. And again, heavy coverage from Blackshirts here in this final minute. Down to 45 seconds. 43-19 laser lead. Vilm into Kowalski back in the game. Nice little dish. Boy, they're really swinging the ball well, these lasers. Fremming has it now. The right wing dribbles now to the middle. Kicks it back out to Vilm for a long three. And that's good! The Franco-American, Nathan Vilm. 6 for him. His first tray. 46-19. Garcia dribbling. Kicks it out to Cost for three. Yes, Joe Cost! Getting his name in the paper. 46-22. 12 seconds left. Now Vilm has it again. Gets it over the line. Heavy coverage here. Gets it to Fleming. 5 seconds left. Into the corner to McSorley for three. That's off. And will they get a last-second shot off? Long one won't count from Bester. And it's off anyway. So after one half, the Lasers come to dance as they trot triumphantly back to the locker room with all the momentum, leading the Blackshirts 46-22. And we'll be back with our second half report after these messages here on the Waukesha High School Basketball Radio Network here on WAUK. Again, at halftime, the Lasers of Kettle Moraine leading the Blackshirts of Waukesha South 46-22. We'll be right back. Calvin, take it away.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own?
It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got four in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to four. That sounds manageable.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alma Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wherever you're going this holiday weekend, just go get that Civic Media app. That way, when weird Uncle Joe starts spouting off about some nonsense, when Aunt Donna says some things that you just cannot abide, just pop in those earbuds, go find Civic Media. But better than that, tell all your friends and family that they too can become enlightened through the Civic Media radio network.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
To Waukesha South High School. At the halftime, the Blackshirts trail the Lasers of Kettle Moraine 46-22. In this Classic 8 conference opener. Not the halftime score we were hoping for. And, you know, credit to the Lasers, tenacious defense, great ball movement and execution. Give me some quick halftime stats, unofficial that is. For Kettle Moraine, Charlie McSorley has 12 points. Jonathan Sobiak has 7. Will Stuckey has 5. Zach Fleming has 4. Nathan Villome has 6. Ben Bester has 5. Roman Thompson has 3. So good point distribution. For the Blackshirts, who have 22 points, Giovanni Perea has 6 points. Jordan Garcia has 4. Evan Stout has 2. Brighton Staub has 3. Max Hennis has 2, Joe Costa has 3, and Charlie Moreau's has 2. And, you know, for the first, almost half of the first half, the Blackshirts only had 2 points by senior Evan Stout. So it's really been all Kettle Moraine in this first half. But hopefully the Blackshirts will regroup and we'll see some more exciting basketball as we come out. There is a 24-point deficit, so I'm sure first-year coach Montez will have a serious chat with the lads in the locker room. But I am honored to have here for halftime one of the Waukesha Blackshirts, South Blackshirt supermoms, shall we say, Patricia Frederick. Trish, how are you tonight?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having
Very
me
good.
On, Don.
You got it. I'm really glad you could make it. You know, you have a table set up over there. What's going on? What are we giving away here?
We do. It's a very special night. It's youth night for the Junior Blackshirts. The Junior Blackshirts Basketball Club is boys and girls, grades second grade on up through eighth grade. They're the future of this program. They're building the Blackshirt program. And tonight with Youth Night, we're doing some fundraising. We had a silent auction this evening,
nice.
And it raised over $1,000.
Hey, by the way, we both have a lot of friends here, but that cheering is not for us. There is a youth game going on. Former basketball coach Bo Richter is the referee. Do you know what level this is, Trish?
This is second versus third grade.
Second versus third grade. Mm-hmm. How do you like that?
Yes, so. There's been lots of dives for the ball and lots of effort out there.
Sounds great. Mm-hmm. So tell us more about the auction and fundraiser, Trish.
You bet. This is the second year we've done this. We've had local businesses who have donated prizes, businesses like Divino Gelato downtown,
nice.
And Culver's and Griffin Ford and a number of the area businesses.
Fantastic.
And then we were able, like I said, raise $1,000 tonight. We have another silent auction that starts tomorrow because Youth Night for the Girls is next week. So I can give some information. You don't have to participate. You don't have to be at the event to participate. It's an online auction. It's through. It's called 32 Auctions, and the website is www.32auctions.
32.
32. Yep, the number 32auctions.com/blackshirtgirls23. So we've got a number.
Could you
right
repeat
there.
That again?
Absolutely. So it's 32auctions.com/blackshirtgirls23. So
sounds great. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I mention also we are going to be having some Culver's nights. Everybody likes to take a break from cooking, and that's another fundraiser. We've partnered with Culver's on Main in Waukesha, and you can mark your calendars if people don't want to cook during the week, want a little break. We've got a January, February, and March date. So it is Thursday, January 25th. It is.
Come early, come often.
Right, exactly.
Just like Election Day in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday, the 20th of February, and then Thursday, March 21st. I'm going to say those dates again if you don't mind.
Plenty of time to mark it on your calendar.
Yes,
please. Thank you.
So January 25th, Thursday. Tuesday, the 20th of February, and Thursday, March 21st. And then a percentage of all the proceeds goes to the Junior Blackshirts.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, thanks for letting us
Yeah, I'm really glad you could
doing.
Join us. Thanks so much.
Yeah,
Trish
absolutely.
Frederick, please say hello to your wonderful mother-in-law for me. And I know your husband, James is here, and Michael's in the program. It's good to see him out
you
there.
Bet. Mm-hmm.
So best of luck with the rest of the season. For all you do to promote Blackshirt Nation, thanks
you
again
bet.
For joining
Thank
us.
You.
Enjoy the second half, Trish.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll see you at the Cookie Walk tomorrow.
You bet. Thanks
all right.
a lot.
Thanks again. So yeah, don't forget, tomorrow morning, the Cookie Walk, I believe, starts at 9, but if you don't get there early, and it might be sold out. Last year, it was sold out by 9:30, so please be sure to mark that on your calendar. And you can listen to This Week in Waukesha. It starts at 7. Download the Civic Media app so you can catch the show as you're pulling into the South parking lot and getting your homemade cookies. So thanks again. And let's take a minute, Calvin, for station identification here on the Waukesha High School Basketball Radio Network.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Waukesha South High School, where the Blackshirts have their work cut out for them in the second half. Trailing the Lasers of Kettle Moraine 46-22. And a big note, the Lasers are without their star senior, Drew Wagner. Although he's not in the roster, he was here with the team tonight. We saw him in the sling, and I can only imagine how much more of a bloodbath it would be if Wags was here in the lineup. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, first-year head basketball coach Lee Montez is my guest, starting at 7 a.m., followed by Mayor Sean Riley, who will be in at 8. To talk about the 60th annual Christmas parade going on downtown on Sunday, as well as other holiday happenings here in the Shaw. Really is a great, great city, great university city to celebrate the holidays. I know tonight we probably had the tree lighting's probably over by now in front of the rotunda, and then at the Retzer Nature Center, there was a special night at the planetarium, a holiday, kind of a holiday lights in the planetarium kind of night, and there may even be a nature walk. And I just learned about that, embarrassingly enough, when I went into the Walk Radio studio, and Dom Salva was in residence there, and his wife Steph was telling me all about their plans for the evening. So I'm very jealous about the good time they're having. But, you know, as one of my favorite football coaches used to say, where else would you rather be than right here, right now, here in Blackshirt Nation at the South High School field house? In spite of the score, there's still a life left in these black shirts if they can come out of the gate jumping. And again, cannot take away anything from that laser team, a really aggressive, tenacious D, great ball handling and control. Black shirts, there is a bit of self-destruction, you know, really being able to hang on to the ball, throw smart passes. There have been times when they've been driving to the basket, and instead of pulling up for a seeable shot, they kick it out. And I really think they got to work on those first opportunities. So, and I also, you know, there's been a lot of criticism from Blackshirt Nation that Coach Montez is playing a very young lineup and not giving enough time to the seniors. And again, a lot of talk. There are some, there's no doubt, some talented freshmen and sophomores, and some of these freshmen do have a future in Division I in collegiate sports, in one of the two or three sports that they play. But I think you really need to lean on experience and leadership here as you get into the Classic Eight. There's been a lot of talk this season about the a lot of graduation, a lot of attrition in the Classic Eight, some real opportunities for the Blackshirts to compete in spite of the of their own attrition, losing some stars from last year's team. So coming back in, we have the initial starting lineup with Giovanni Perea, Brighton Staub, Evan Stout, Charlie Moroz, and Javon Carter. So they're lining up big starting out. So let's see what they're going to do. You know, and with this lineup in the first 7 or 8 minutes, the game was still very much in reach. There was some good defensive play. Again, just really couldn't find good shots at the hoop. So Lasers will inbound. They are now defending the north basket. Black shirts lining up in a kind of a 2-3 zone here, interestingly enough. Viome has it left wing. Kicks it out to Bester, top of the key. Back to Thompson. Thompson dribbles in, kicks it out to Bester. Bester driving in. Ball knocked away to Thompson. He's going to go for a three off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Carter. Boy, he got up high for that one. Javon Carter kicks it to Moroz in the right backcourt. Moroz in the corner to Staub. Staub's going to drive. He's got a lane. Staub pulls up. Shot is short. Rebounded by McSorley over to Viome, left wing. Kicks it out to Thompson. Thompson over to Bester. Really moved the ball well. I can't keep up. Stuckey has it. Now to Thompson for an open three from the wing. That's off the rim. Rebounded by Perea. No, McSorley knocks it away. Gets the rebound. A wide open Bester to a driving Thompson. Beautiful layup. Great movement there by the Lasers. Now up 48-22, excuse me. Rose with the ball, kicks it to Staub, left backcourt. Staub to Carter, right backcourt. Carter driving here. Oh, ball's loose, knocked away. Picked up by Perea. Perea driving, good move by Perea. The shot, yes! Giovanni Perea with a beautiful little deuce there on the loose ball. 24-48, kicks it over to Bester in the corner. Bester stopped by Staub, nice little go! An errant pass, recovered by Staub. Staub, heavy pressure from Bester, gets it over to Perea. Perea in the backcourt. 8 points for Perea now. Perea, fallaway jumper off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Stuckey. Here come the Lasers in transition. They give it to McSorley. McSorley kicks it over to Bester. Bester into the corner to Viome for three. Oh, off the rim. Rebounded by McSorley. Nobody's boxing out for the Blackshirts. Stuckey, ball knocked away but recovered by Bester. McSorley back to Stuckey, top of the key. Into Viome, over to Bester for three from the right wing. That's off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Bester. Nobody's boxing out. Bester misses. Rebounded by Perea. The foul should go against Bester. No, they're calling a held ball on that. Interestingly enough, wow. But the Bester, the Black Shirts get possession. Perea inbounds to Moroz. 48-24, 15-53 in the second half here. Carter has it driving all the way in. Carter, beautiful layup, Javon Carter. They'd really like to get him in space with his first basket of the game. 48-26, a 22-point game. 15-33 and counting. Viome has it in the, that's Roman Thompson. Into Bester, back to Thompson. Bester was in the corner. Heavy pressure from Carter. Thompson.